Imagine what would happen if you received a radio signal from an extraterrestrial culture, someone from an entirely different gene pool. Dr. Lawrence Doyle at the Institute for the Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence says the signal might be too foreign for us to decode, or we might not even recognize it as a message in the first place. To help humans develop better interspecies communication skills, Doyle began studying the communication patterns of dolphins. And as producer Amy Coombs reports, Doyle's most recent findings indicate that dolphins might have a language almost as complex as our own.
Bottlenose dolphins have more than 100 different whistle calls. They range from a high-pitched screech to a short click. Some sound like the creaky door in a haunted house, and others sound like drumming. Over the past 10 years, Lawrence Doyle and his colleagues have recorded hundreds of hours of captive dolphin whistles, analyzing the pitch and frequency with which each whistle occurs.
We found that the complexity of the dolphin whistles, as far as we could measure, was compatible with the complexity of human languages.
Here's why. Linguists have demonstrated that all human languages follow a distinct pattern of sound distribution. They have even put a name on this. It's called Zipf's Law.
Zipf's Law is a linguistic study that shows that virtually all languages, from Chinese characters to Arabic characters and human words and alphabetic symbols and so on, all produce this balance between diversity and repetition.
Simply put, Zipf's Law means that the most common sound, for instance in English, the sound made by the letter E, occurs 10% of the time. The second most common sound, the sound made by the letter T, occurs 8% of the time. By the time you get to the 25th most common sound, in English that would be the letter Q, the sound occurs only once in 1,000 times. Although the sounds may vary from language to language, the patterns of sound distribution always remain the same. To Doyle's surprise, the same distribution of sound seems to occur with dolphin whistles.
The most frequent whistle, too, is used about 10% of the time and so on down. So dolphins show the same linguistic distribution that's argued to be uniquely human, and it isn't. And that's news, because recently a lot of studies have been going on to human linguistics that show that one of the reasons human linguistics is unique is because it has this distribution.
By the way, here's the most frequently used dolphin vocalization, the whistle number 2 Doyle mentioned. Doyle, a physicist by training, admits the findings don't show that dolphins have sentences with subjects and predicates, or that dolphin whistles have the same meaning inherent in human words. But, he says, his research has demonstrated that dolphin calls follow a pattern analogous to human syntax or sentence structure.
Linguists out there are having a conniption, I'm sure, because when we say syntax, it's because we don't know what else to call it. We're not implying the advanced concepts of grammar or anything like that that syntax implies, but there's no term, that there's some kind of structure, that the signals depend on preceding signals and have a context. That's all we're saying at this point. And so far as we know, the dolphin repertoire is on track for being as complex as the human communication system is.
Because dolphin whistles follow human patterns, Doyle speculates that dolphins can transmit complicated thoughts and ideas. His theory is, however, controversial among linguists and communication scholars, like Leonard Haas at the University of Utah. Haas doesn't believe that sound patterns necessarily constitute content or meaning. He says that the dolphins may be communicating, but this doesn't mean they have a complex language.
The question isn't, can two animals or two humans emit patterns of sound that produce particular kinds of responses in other of their kind, whether it's human or gorilla or dolphin? And the answer is yes, of course they do. We see it. I suppose the answer to your question, does this demonstrate a language, obviously depends on how restrictive your definition of language is. Does it mean they have an elaborated syntax and vocabulary and grammar, and how you'd ever ultimately validate that is more problematic?
That's because dolphin language may be so different from our own, it might not even be translatable. After all, Haas says there are translation problems just going from one human language to another.
But at least you can approximate German words for English words or French words. Or what we're less certain of is, can we translate dolphin sounds or chimpanzee sounds into something that looks like human language? Could we put it into this means don't come any closer or get away? Or can that be translated into words? At best, only approximately. And, of course, the problem is we can't ask the dolphin if we got it right.
To make matters more complicated, there may not be a single whistle that means things like predator or food. It's more likely that communication occurs through a complex whistle sequence. This makes it nearly impossible to identify the meaning of dolphin vocalizations. After 30 years of research, scientists have only been able to conclusively identify the meaning of just a couple of whistle sequences. One of these is the thunk call, a pattern of short knocks that sounds like a person drumming on a piece of wood.
When the mother thunks, the baby comes right to her side.
Again, Lawrence Doyle.
It means danger or come here or something, but we've seen the baby dolphins drop everything and go immediately to the mom's side when she produces a thunk call. Now, you have to keep in mind, they're probably talking about things that aren't present. So consequently, trying to correlate objects with what they say hasn't been very successful. So when you're talking about a symbolic representation, trying to get at the meaning of something is much more difficult for another species.
Although Doyle doesn't yet understand the meaning of the vocalizations, he cites another startling discovery that indicates the sophistication of dolphin communication. Scientists recently found that dolphins learn to speak in a way very similar to human babies. Babies make 869 different sounds and tones. As they acquire language, they eventually use only the 45 sounds that make up adult language. This happens in every culture. It also happens in dolphin communities.
As we studied comparisons between dolphin whistles and humans, we found that like human babies babble, dolphin babies also babble their whistles. They make all possible whistle sounds and noises and stuff, all with about equal frequency.
Like humans, baby dolphins begin with hundreds of sounds. By imitating the whistles made by their parents, the babies eventually narrow their sound repertoire to about 100 whistles.
We found that about 2 months, they start to get very redundant, and that lasts till about 8 months. Now, they're saying a few whistles that are good. They're being encouraged to use those few whistles. So they're learning a vocabulary. And eventually, they wind up with the same distribution that human speech has.
Despite the difficulty of identifying meaning in dolphin whistles, Doyle believes that his research demonstrates the profound intelligence of this creature. Given that, he says we have an even greater responsibility to protect this mammal.
Clearly, we've underestimated their communication intelligence. Is that enough to save dolphins, that they actually talk to each other with meaning and syntax? I'd say that's enough to take a few steps back and reconsider the animal community and the degree of intelligence they actually have. And yeah, no acceptable dolphin deaths by accident. I mean, I consider it like human deaths, you know, at this point.
Doyle is currently partnering with scientists at the University of California at Davis to search for complexity in bird, primate, and whale calls. Doyle says he'll continue to look for the similarities between dolphin vocalizations and human language. He and his colleagues will also begin to compare dolphin calls to those of the humpback whale, the only creature Doyle suspects that might have a communication system even more complex than the dolphins. For Living on Earth, I'm Amy Coombs in Mountain View, California.